Charlie Servin's an old friend. He used to be our boss. He ran KRLD as general manager. He was at the Texas Rangers. He's been a reporter. He was the guy that used to talk to David Koresh back when Waco was in the process of making all the news reports. And a lot, he's done a lot of other things, too, and he's also now an author. One Stupid Mistake, Start Decision-Making in a Crazy World. Any good excuse is a good one to talk to Charlie Serafin. How are you?
Good. I'm doing great. Thanks so much for having me.
It's good to have you back in town. So you're a Californian now?
No, I am actually not a Californian. I'm now an Arizonan.
Well, you're slowly migrating.
I'm slowly migrating back this direction. Yeah, I started, as you probably know, in extreme north Texas, a little place we call Wisconsin, where we keep our dairy cattle, and have been to all of the corners of the country, I think.
And so then you were down here. So then, pick me up. So you ran KRLD for a good long while.
Uh-huh.
And then you went into the sports business.
Well, right? Before that, I went back to California. I ran two radio stations in San Diego. And then I came back and got into the sports business here in Dallas and eventually ended up working with the Rangers and went up to Kansas City and worked for the Royals and David Glass, who I consider the father of the modern Walmart, and did a lot of other things. I've taught college. I've run an NBA Development League basketball team.
You were in a
when
monastery?
It was the D League. I lived in a monastery for 7 months, yeah.
So if anybody could write a book like this, One Stupid Mistake, it's probably you. And it's interesting because this is a series of short vignettes, and they all sort of end with a reflection. You know, sit back, think about this, focus on that. It's sort of, I don't know, is that Zen or yoga or something, getting in touch
with it. It's just reflection.
This.
Yeah, you know, we all make mistakes. That's very obvious. Anybody who's honest, the people who say, I've never made a mistake, don't trust them. Get away from them as quickly as you can. But it's how we make mistakes, how we make decisions, how we think about them, and how we process information is always been fascinating to me. And so I tried to capture it. I'm not sure how well it work?
No. It's interesting. I mean, here's the end of one of the chapters. Giving up is a stupid mistake. That keeps many people from achieving their full potential. I mean, there's sometimes you have to give up, right? But
you give up in stages. You may give up the approach that you're using, but you may not. You don't give up on the dream. Certainly, don't give up on life. There are so many people in our culture right now that are giving up on life and are ending their own lives. I mean, that's the ultimate stupid mistake in my mind.
I think so. You know, you've had so many different twists through your career. You must have had a lot of good mentors along the way, people that you learned from, people maybe learning from their mistakes. Who stands out in your mind?
I had a boss named Ray Barnett, who was the general manager of a radio station in San Francisco, CBS, KCBS, when I worked for him. And he just had a lot of little phrases that he used, and they were powerful teaching mechanisms. One story that I can relate real quickly: one time he called me in, and I had written a memo, and this is pre-computer printer, you know, a Selectric typewriter type of thing, and I had a secretary, and so I dictated a memo. She wrote up the memo. I signed my name to it and distributed it to the staff, and he called me in. And he had circled a typographical error on the paper, and he said, "Did you write this?" And I said, "Well, yeah. I mean, I didn't type it, but I wrote it." And he said, "Is this your name here? Did you sign it?" I said, "Yes, I did." He said, "You distributed this to the whole staff, and there's a mistake here." And I went, "Oh, yeah." And he said, "Don't ever do that again. If you do it again, I'll fire you." And I was just so taken aback because we were friends and he was my mentor, and I just loved him as a man. He was a great person, and he was just dead serious. And he said, "Okay, you know, kind of get out of here." But the lesson was, pay attention to the details. And in a business like ours, facts matter, and don't make mistakes. And it just resonated with me that he would do that. So I'm not suggesting that everybody should, you know, threaten to fire one of their key employees over typographical mistakes. But it was a really neat lesson. And I don't think you'll find too many typos in that in my book.
No. I found a lot of wisdom. But also tips. If you're talking with someone by phone, find a place to sit or stand where you can concentrate on what's being said. You know, it drives me nuts because I can hear people on their keyboards typing while I'm talking to mm-hmm. them, and what I'm saying is I think you know, important, but it is hard to get anybody's attention anymore.
It is, because we're being bombarded by, you know, tens of millions of bits of data. They're all kind of coming at us, and they come at us so fast that we lose track of really where we are in time and place. And there's a big fad a few years ago we used to hear a lot more about multitasking and how great multitasking yeah. is. You know, multitasking is an excuse to do more than one thing poorly at the same time. It just doesn't work. You've got to concentrate on what it is that you're doing. In our conversation, I need to listen to you and look at you and pay attention to what you're talking about, to read your body language. It's not just the words. And the same. And then we have a really great connection. But when we drift off and I'm thinking about something else, or you're thinking about something else, or doing something else, we're not having effective communication, and we miss a lot of things, and then we make those mistakes.
You must have had a lot of fun with this, because a lot of really sort of random and eclectic. I can tell you've been putting a little notes aside. I mean, there's a great vignette about Albert Einstein and his imaginary brother, and it's interesting. So what are you finding on the road? You're out talking to groups and yep. that sort of thing, and they've all read the book, or you're pitching the book. So what's the enlightening thing that you're finding out as you're venturing out of the friendly confines of Arizona?
People are so receptive to a discussion of decision making, which was my only goal in the beginning, is to say, look, I don't need you to think like me, or act like me, or talk like me, or believe what I believe. I need you to believe what you believe. I need you to think the way that you think best. I want you to be your best person, because if you're your best person, we're going to get along just great.
Yeah.
You know, and the world is going to really function well. But when you get out of sync, when you start doing things that aren't really in keeping with who it is that you are, and I call it your quiet little voice. And that was a part of the research. I went out and I asked, and, you know, I'm pretty outgoing, so I started asking people just randomly, excuse me, would you share a mistake with me that you've made? And they wouldn't do it. People, my brother wouldn't share a mistake with me. I said, you know, something you learned something from. Come on, let's talk about a mistake you made. No, people don't want to talk about their mistakes. We kind of separate ourselves from them. We're not proud of them, and we don't. But the fact is, we learn more from our mistakes than we do from our accomplishments.
Yeah,
you know, that award hanging on the wall, you didn't learn anything from that. You learned from the time you screwed up when you didn't get the award, or when you made the typo. You know, that was the learning experience.
But as you point that out, I just realized if I've made a mistake, I have effectively forgotten it. Let me put it behind me.
Yeah.
Charlie Servant is our former boss at KRLD back, how long ago was that, 20 years ago?
25 years ago.
Maybe 25 years ago. But the ratings have never been better. You need to come back. I'm telling you.
Yeah, the station sounds great, and I'm really proud, kind of like a grandparent would be proud,
yeah.
You know? It's like, God, they're doing really good things.
Pretty soon it's great-grandparent. Author Charlie Serafin of One Stupid Mistake. It's good to have you back in town. Good to see you.
Thank you, David. Always a pleasure.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.